This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Recently, the traveling Gregory Copley to Baku, to the Fergana Valley of Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan is one of the stands, but it's the most populous of all, rich resources and a market-directed economy now by the recently re-elected Mirziyoyev president. However, the larger story is that the whole region is now in turmoil because of the Afghanistan tragedy. There's famine in Afghanistan. There's also a radical movement that's incapable, obviously, of governing, but is extremely good at being a predator. And recently, a meeting in Dushanbe, the capital of Tajikistan, brought together all of the stands, plus Iran, Pakistan, and Russia, were all in attendance, along with China. And Gregory, Uzbekistan is our focus here, because you and I have traveled there, and their intentions are extremely wise about being prosperous in the 21st century. Does Afghanistan threaten Uzbekistan in particular, the whole region in general?
The collapse in Afghanistan threatens all of the five Central Asian states, as well as Pakistan in particular. And this is going to be critical for the security of the region and for, if you like, Western and global interests. This is a real trigger point for major activities.
The threat to Uzbekistan, the threat to the region, is because of radicals, because of deterioration in the security of all the states, or is there particular opportunity here for geopolitical forces? I'm looking at Iran, I'm looking at Russia, I'm looking at China, to move into this region and dominate it in some fashion. How do you see the nature of the threat?
Well, at this stage, it's going to be difficult for anybody to make a positive move. The big threat is from refugees. The Taliban-controlled government of Afghanistan cannot feed its population. There's already mass starvation there. They will not foreseeably get enough money to feed the population, nor will they have the infrastructure to do it, given the absence of foreign donor states and the United States military and the like. So no matter what happens, we are going to see more starvation, more refugees being created. They will flood into the Central Asian states and also into Pakistan, although Pakistan has built an extensive physical border, a lot longer than the U.S.-Mexican border, I can tell you, all the way along the Afghan-Pak border to try to stop illegal migration over that border. But the Central Asian states, although they have some protection, will face a huge flow of literally starving people. But along with those, they will get the people who have become radicalized either by the Taliban or by ISIS, or just generally by their historical motivations. And they will link up with a lot of the older groups of Central Asian Islamist terrorists, such as the Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan, which was virtually killed off in the early 2000s. But this is going to pose a big problem. Now, the Russian government has attempted to move into the area to reassure its former Central Asian empire members. They were members of the Russian Empire and then taken into the Soviet Empire, that Moscow is back there to help. And one of the very helpful suggestions just in the past week was from Moscow was that maybe we should all be speaking Russian as our lingua franca for the entire region so that we can all communicate equally well. Now, this comes at a time when the five Central Asian states, but particularly Uzbekistan, were moving away from Russian as the second language and moving to English as the second language. The Uzbek language, which is traditional, which began as a language in an Arabic script or a Persian script, was then turned into a Cyrillically written language, and in the past 5 years has been increasingly Latinized so that this would conform with a European language structure in the written format. So you've got Uzbek being Latinized, you've got English as being taught as the second language, and now Russia, because of the the manner of the pullout by the United States, Russia is now coming back saying, well, maybe you should all go back to Russian so that we can be in greater harmony. And, of course, that means political harmony as well. And Russia has offered some security support, and that's quite valid because, let's face it, the Central Asian states have now been threatened by the total chaos unleashed by the manner of the August 15th pullout of Afghanistan by the United States.
Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, reporting on his journey to observe the elections in Uzbekistan, both in the capital and also in the Fergana Valley. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.